Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Passing on a chicken quesadilla and then asking for an extra hard-boiled egg on the chef's salad doesn't really make sense.
What the hell?
Don't worry about that part. Just don't worry about that part. That was an amazing call. That was Carl in Antioch. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Carl bought everybody time. We wanted to take more calls. Of course, we are live from Gallagher Way ahead of Game 3, the deciding factor in this Cubs and Padres wildcard series. We're seeing some people get to the ballpark. I'm seeing some nice luggage, so I'm assuming it's that of the Padres crew. So they're in the house, and we are too as we get you ready. So let's go back to the phones. Jim in Park Ridge. Jim, you're on The Score.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking me a call. First of all, you don't bench those players. You play the players that got you there. They're just not doing their jobs. We're hoping they can do it. But unfortunately, I work here with a bunch of cheeseheads, and they've been telling me all along how Craig Council, his decisions in the playoffs are going to backfire. So hopefully, he'll make a right decision. We all make mistakes. But my issue is with Jed Hoyer. I'm done with Jed Hoyer and the management. Ever since he got his new contract before the trading deadline, he didn't do enough. So, him and the Ricketts, they're in it together. So, listen, it's fans, don't expect any more big moves from this organization anymore. You're going to get these small little waiver wire moves. The big move is for Kyle Tucker. So I have faith in those boys in the clubhouse with Craig. Hopefully he'll make the right decisions. But as far as management, I'm done with Jed Hoyer and Ricketts. So let's go. Cubbies, they can do it. I got my Believe bracelet on. Thanks for taking my call. You have a good day, guys.
Well, thanks, Jim. But if they win, how do you feel then?
Yim is gone.
Jim, if they win today, how do you feel then?
Well, if they win, yeah, of course. But I'm done with Ricketts. We want him to win, of course. I have faith in those players in the clubhouse. But what Hoyer didn't do, he could trade. I mean, look what all these other GMs did. We got to learn from those guys. I mean, it's for the future. I mean, they're not going to spend any more money. They're not going to spend over $200 million. They're not going to. I've been a fan for years. I know they're not going to spend that kind of money. They're bringing in all this money. They're not going to spend it. Just what we got in the farm system, they're going to use these guys and maybe get a waiver wire deal to pick up a pitcher who had an injury and try to rehab him. But don't expect any big moves from this team.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you giving me the follow-up question there to your call.
I agree with Jim almost completely because I think he has, as a fan, his mind in the right place. He's with the team. He understands their limitations. He believes they can pull out this game 3 today. But at the same time, he's looking at the front office. He's looking at everybody else's front office. He's like, why can't we make moves like that? We're the Cubs. We're market 3. It's Chicago.
And the Cubs could have been the ones that were the aggressors for Mason Miller, who we're all infatuated with and obsessed with because he's throwing Peyton 104 miles per hour.
Well, and he was expensive. That's the part of this. And frankly, I think the A's did the right thing. There was still some questions as to whether or not the A's were going to part with him because he was under control for so long. But it came back to a similar situation we saw with the White Sox when they had Liam Hendricks. A closer is a luxury item. If you don't have anybody around him, and Mason Miller's not closing, but you feel me. Like, that kind of reliever is a luxury item. But it can certainly, A, if you're Sacramento, help you build your team. And then, B, if you're on the other side, the Padres, they've hoarded prospects for a while. You know, they waited to give up their top 10 prospects in some of these trades for a while. Yu Darvish is a good example of that. Those were not top 10 prospects at the time that were given up in that deal. So you wait and you wait, and you knew it was going to be expensive. The Cubs did the same thing when it came to trading for Kyle Tucker. They knew it was going to cost them a lot of prospect capital, big league capital as well. So I understand it's a risky move. You know, it is a bold move, especially when you think you have enough. But that's why you do it.
What Jed Hoyer did do was give Craig Counsell what he wanted in terms of the players to give him 90 wins. Got to 92 wins. That's what we all talked about before the season started. Can the Cubs get to 90 wins? That was a topic on all of the shows. I actually said no because it was right around the Bregman time. I was like, if they'd gotten Bregman, I would have been able to make a case for it. So I did not predict the Cubs would get to 90. So they did get to that. I hear you guys, though, on the halftime. It's right in their faces that they could have done more.
It's like when you buy your girl a nice piece of jewelry and it's really expensive because, like you said, a closer is a luxury item.
Right.
The reason that she gives that up is she's like, well, we're not together anymore and I can get money off of that, so let me go get money so I can invest in my future.
Well, I mean, it's also just the other part of it is when he was the ace closer, you've got to put yourself in positions for saves. That's the other part. Like, the guy deserves to work. So it costs them, but you can see how it can really benefit both teams when it's done right. Let's keep with the calls. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're listening to you, Pat in Lakeview. Pat, you're on The Score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Wanted to get your thoughts on potentially moving PCA up in the lineup and asking him to take a couple pitches and potentially get on base and wreak some havoc. Also, after the Cubs win today, I wanted to invite you all and Dave the Cat to the after party here at the corner of Addison and Wilton. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
The party?
First of all, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Yeah, and I will talk now to Dave. I will see if he is interested. I'm not sure if that will be his jam, but thanks for the invitation. That was very nice. It was good calls today, guys.
Who was on the meow drop?
That's, I think it's Molly.
Oh, that's Molly? Okay.
It is Molly. How did I know that was Molly in one note?
Because Molly is hilarious. Molly is always hilarious. I will say, like, this ain't the time to do it, but I remember one of Joe Madden's tricks was.
That is low-key hilarious.
It's very hilarious. what Joe Madden used to do and what other managers do if a guy is struggling, yeah, you put him in a more favorable spot in the lineup, Joe Madden would put guys in leadoff that were struggling. Now, this ain't the regular season, so it's not play time. Back off, Marshall. It's not play time. So I don't think that is a good idea, but I'm just giving it a little bit of credit. I mean, it's to put him up in the lineup right now with where he is, 0-for-6 with 5 Ks, don't like. Yes, Marshall?
I was just making sure you weren't taking his baton and then running with
it. I was not taking
Marshall
the baton.
Marshall literally leaned in. I mean, if you were watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, you could see him lean in, and that's why Grody said back off.
Sometimes I have to make sure that
Where's
Grody's
that security
not being...
guard? Don't we have a security guard today?
Can I just share something with everybody? So the fun part is Grody is a stirrer of the pot. Grody stirs the pot. And Marshall is a provocateur. Yes. And every now and then you get this little melding of the challenges. And that's
my
what
favorite
we just heard.
Is Marshall Layla, the way he kind of like, he gives that look like, oh, I want to hear this.
Yeah,
I do want to hear it.
You lean in. You're like,
yeah. This is good. I want to hear this because what I'm about to say is going to blow your mind.
I'm just hanging out, getting ready for the Cubs and the Padres.
Yeah, and Marshall's never been here, but we've never been to Gallagher Way.
It's my first day.
Yeah, we just happened to construct this really appropriate fort with all the resources since we've been here for 3 days in a row magically. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody live from Gallagher Way on The Score. We continue on the phones. Our friend Wayne in Lafayette. Wayne, you're on The Score.
Layla, finally get to talk to you after I saw you and Ozzy at Four Winds, man. We got a great picture of me and you, man. It'll be famous someday. I'm going to send you a copy of it. You'll love
well,
it.
And thanks,
I'll tell
thanks
you.
For the pen, Wayne. Your pen is – Wayne gave me a nice pen, too, so I appreciate that, too.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Hey, you guys, got a question for you. What happened to the old Barry Bonds move? Like, remember Don Zimmer with that big wad of tobacco in his jaw come out there and said, send him. Anybody can hit a home run. Machado, anybody. They first stand on first base, they're not hitting no home run against you. And if Council doesn't do some of that stuff today, he's suffering from that old, old Midwestern disease called fat-headedness. Never be a fathead and get fat-headedness, man, if you can.
It happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah, we got to watch Grody, man. How you been, buddy? Man, I got a picture of me and you, too. I got to get them sent to you guys, man. They're rotting away in my drawer. Man, you guys look their famous pictures, man.
Hey, man, but you're right about Popeye.
Wayne comes out. Like, Wayne shows up.
I know he does. Wayne's one of our best callers, one of our best listeners, all of that stuff. And I'm with you, man. Yeah, there might have to be a little Don Zimmer, Popeye Zimmer, the 1989 Cubs division winning manager, and he loved him a squeeze play. Loved a squeeze play. Loved to get the love small ball. It's a different time. 1989 was vastly different baseball. But I hear you, and by the way, that's your manager today. Layla, you are – Don Zimmer is your manager today. Every day I've given Layla, a former Cubs manager. Mike Quadi was yesterday. Dale Swaim the previous day. Congratulations. You now have a division champion manager in Don Zimmer.
I chose Rick Renteria. Does that mean nothing to you?
Well, you did. But that's not the way this works, Layla. I am assigning you Cubs managers. I'm not letting you choose. This is not multiple choice.
I will stick with a different division winning manager, although I'm waiting for him to win the division with the Cubs. That would be Craig Counsell. I'll stick with him as my manager.
You know, this is the hard part, right? Like, as much as we can have fun with it and as much as we've talked about it and the decisions, we gave him credit for what happened in game one. You're going to get the other side of it in game two out of fairness. It really comes down to the decisions you're making today. Let's continue with the calls. They've been a lot of fun. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Len in Glenview. Hey, Len.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I agree with everyone who's talking about benching Kyle Tucker, and here's why. First of all, in 50-plus playoff games, the guy is hitting .229. That's not October hitting. Secondly, even if Tom Ricketts loosens the purse strings and offers that wheelbarrow of cash, Kyle Tucker is not signing back with the Cubs. The guy does not play Wrigley Field, right field, well at all. He's afraid of the corner. He's afraid of the wall where the foul line is. Thirdly, Seiya Suzuki hits much better when he's playing in the field. That's been obvious.
Yeah.
And lastly, Mo Ballesteros has got as sweet a swing from the left side in a Cub uniform as anyone since Mark Grace and before him, Billy Williams.
Damn, man.
That is very high praise.
Wow, we've got Chris Gwynn or Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is coming up at 12:25 here.
Yeah, we can see if he can size up that sweet swing of Moises Ballesteros. But we've kind of talked about it, guys. Like, we haven't ruled out that possibility. I think it's a little bit on the overall, if I have to say yes or no, I would start Kyle Tucker still. To me, it would be wild if the guy that you made the – there's the look. You made the big trade for to come here, and you did in some months win because of this guy. That would be wild to me to not have Kyle Tucker in the lineup today.
I don't disagree that it would be wild to not have Kyle Tucker, but I understand why people want Mo Baller in the lineup.
I do, too.
And with Kyle Tucker, the way he's looked since coming back from the calf injury, there's been nothing that's gotten you full of hope. Like, oh, he's back. It almost feels like he's not back because he hasn't done anything of impact since he's returned to the lineup.
Yeah, he's had two singles since he's returned, and unfortunately that's not enough production. I will say this. What Seiya Suzuki is doing right now, especially performing on the stage where he's been consistent so far in these two games and providing you with extra base hits. He did have the lone double yesterday. That deserves some credit. Like, it was really nice to see him be who they hired him to be in big moments. And that was something that we didn't have the opportunity of trying to see yet was who he was going to be in the playoffs. I do think that for this game to be successful for the Cubs, he's got to keep doing that. Like, I don't know what he's telling himself, and maybe it is being in the field that is helping him. Although I feel like he's had enough success as a DH. Like, do your thing, man. You have earned that opportunity. But so has Kyle Tucker, frankly. That is why he has the resume he does. Like, there are certain veterans who have earned their way into this, in the lineup and the opportunities they have. Do you give them the hook when you feel like there's a really good opportunity for somebody next? Yes. Does it become scrutinized because we're trying to figure out what the best scenario is because yesterday wasn't enough? Also, yes.
I also think it's really hard to imagine Kyle Tucker, if they lose this game, his last game, he didn't play, and to see that bridge can be built to him staying. I'm not saying he's staying anyway, but that, I think, would be burning the bridge by not putting Kyle Tucker in the lineup in a game of consequence.
That's a great
point. And then
they
lose the game.
Mm. Yeah, and you've got to at least give him a chance to be who he is. And that's how I feel. We'll stay on the phones, 312-644-6767 here on Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score. Joey in Chicago is next. Joey, you're on the Score.
Hey, I just wanted to say you guys are right about Chris Tucker. Also, I work for WGN, 720 Sports Radio, and I'm better than you. You'll never be as good as us. You're off the air.
Dumpity dump 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 dump.
I do like, yes. Humpty Dumpty. He's my favorite.
Knowing people who work there, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah,
either.
Wow. If he's representing them, they have really fallen.
Newsflash. We know the people who work there. So I don't know how well that worked out for him, but I hope you were happy with that. Tyler in Illinois. Tyler, you're on the Score.
Get a chance to be a hero, Tyler.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I just want to talk to you guys. Got a couple questions for you. Have you noticed, I was watching the game with my dad last night, and did you guys notice how after, like, every out, it's like the heads are down. I know PCA was upset there when he grounded out and got the out, and we had a chance to score there with running scoring position, but just, like, every out we get, it's like we can't seem to, like, have any positive motion going to the next play. And then whatever happened to, like, when Jason Hayward was, he single-handedly had a team meeting in the World Series Game 7. Where is that at for our team right now? We don't have, unless I'm not seeing something, but, like, first of all, love listening to you guys. You guys are awesome. And party down here at, last name is Repking, party down here in Effingham, Illinois, 3.5 hours south, if you guys want to come down. Party down here when we win it today, hopefully.
Can I bring the cat? As long as I can bring the cat.
Party downstate.
Hell yeah,
Tyler,
man.
Tyler, thanks for calling. Thanks to everybody who did call. We appreciate the calls, all of them. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. There's been some news about the Bears Stadium. And they are asking for more money than I certainly thought they were going to, even with their current plan. And who are they asking from? Us. So we'll do that next. This is Raheem Harrison Grody live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Mark, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Les. What is all of this Arlington Heights Bears stuff? It sounds like you're printing up AH hats already.
People keep coming up with what are they going to call them? And the answer is they're going to be the Chicago Bears.
Like, what if Arlington Heights says the only way you can come here is if we put that AH on the hat?
You sometimes like to come on here and just kind of make waves, whatever. I get what you're doing.
Get out of here. Me?
That was my favorite.
You asked about the AH on the helmet. Do you know how hard it is, Layla, for me sometimes to have done that stuff without laughing to him? Like, I was holding back laughter. Wait, what if they put it in? It's never going to happen. I was there. You weren't.
You were so. I was howling when you did that with Les. That was 2021, wasn't it?
I guess it would have been. Man, we've been talking about this for that long, huh?
We have indeed. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And thanks to everybody who called in for our last two segments. We're still talking about Carl. So I think Carl was the one.
Carl Grabowski. You have to say first and last, Layla.
We do in this case. Carl, yes. Grabowski gets call of the day. So various stories have come out. And this, I think, affects us all. If you pay taxes in Cook County, it especially affects you. Because we get the news from Front Office Sports and Chicago Tribune, various other publications have followed up. I'm looking at the Front Office Sports article. Bears want $855 million in public money for Suburban Stadium. Might I remind everybody, we as a county still owe $600 million. It's down to like 500, upper 500s, on the renovations from 20 years ago to Soldier Field. So what's another $855 million between all your friends?
That seems like a lot of money. I'm just going to start with, it seems like less money than the original, but it's still way too much money.
Right, because theoretically there were figures as up to as much as $5 billion that we would have to cover the delta for, as in the difference between what would be the private money and what would be the rest. So the article from Front Office Sports says, not long ago, of course, the Bears wanted half of their new stadium and mixed-use development funded with public money. That has since been cut. That is important to note here. But the ask of taxpayers is still substantial. The Bears officially have a new site for their planned stadium, as we know, although it's been the same site the whole time. The NFL team has released a new economic impact statement. That is the genesis of this. For its proposed dome stadium and mixed-use development, just weeks after detailing its intent to abandon a downtown location and build on land it owns in suburban Arlington Heights, Illinois. The operative part here is land it owns. The reworked model again affirms the Bears' plan to fund the stadium itself entirely, a building slated to cost $2 billion. So they're picking it up on that. That's okay. The statement, however, also details a price tag of more than $5 billion for the entire development, slightly higher than the prior project of $4.7 billion. As we all know, the price of everything is going up, and calls for $855 million in public sector investments in infrastructure. Infrastructure is something that typically cities and counties and the like will help out with to help ingress, egress around the stadium. Sewer lines, things like that as well. That latter figure represents the newest and most the most specific ask in the team's long and winding journey to build a next-generation venue. So that's the crux of this story. And then they go into the details of the split. 17% contribution to the total cost, public money. 29% was the original idea. That was what the Commanders had to deal with in public money. So the better question becomes, how much can they actually do? How much can the state actually afford? Because previously, especially if you listen to state legislators, not necessarily local ones, the state can afford zero.
I look at this specific quote out of the Chicago Tribune. This isn't a study, it's purchased propaganda. It does not use established economic methods for analyzing economic outcomes, and thus its conclusions are not credible. This is a fantasy document. Those are the words from Kennesaw State University professor of economics, J.C. Bradbury. And I think this is what you have to understand is that we're in such a negotiation phase of this whole process of getting these shovels into the ground that you have to be really careful about what you're reading, how you're reading it, and understanding what the bottom line is going to be, not only for the Bears, ultimately, because you said it's not just about the stadium, it's about all the development and, of course, that infrastructure they want the state to pick up the tab on, but also the fact that those numbers aren't necessarily solid. They're just a negotiation point.
Right, and you have to start somewhere, and then you start moving it from there. But either way, yes, there is an understanding that the state will be on the hook. Taxpayers will be on the hook for a lot of the roads and things like that. It's just a matter of how much. How much of that comes from the state? How much of that is coming in help and kind from the Bears? What I never wanted to get into was the making all of us pay for private profit.
Why do you think that it's a bad idea? Or should this be strictly on the table? Obviously, it is on the table. But how much of a factor is this? What are you doing about the debt that remains at Soldier Field? Shouldn't the Bears be responsible for either a portion or some people would argue all of that debt before giving them more money to build a stadium?
The first person who acknowledged what's left on that debt service was Brandon Johnson with us on the radio in his interview with us weeks ago. He was the first person to talk about it. And at that point, we heard that he say to us that the Bears would be responsible for that existing debt as part of this?
Yeah, because
but this seems separate from that. That's another discussion. Servicing that debt is massive.
Well, absolutely. And the Bears are going to have to take care of that or negotiate something. I think the bigger question is, Layla, and all this article and what you just expressed from it brings up a lot of interesting and sounding like devastating financial numbers and all of that. Is it worth it? Is the opportunity cost worth it for the and this is going to happen, right? So it's, you know, there's really no answering it because you're going to have to make it worthwhile. Is it worth it because it's the Bears? Is it worth it because there will be money coming in because the Bears are here? So is this opportunity cost worth it to get to that point? I think it probably is in the end. It's not like this is some random business. This is a team that is a monster in Chicago and the suburbs that everybody gets around. It's a hell of a product. I'm not saying on the field necessarily, but it is gold ultimately. So it is the opportunity cost of this and the extra money that might come out of your pockets worth it because the Bears will have a state-of-the-art business or complex in Arlington Heights that will profit ultimately everybody.
Now, here's where it gets sexy. From a political science standpoint, which is, of course, what we all wanted to be in sports radio for, from a political science standpoint, the more dates you have booked per year at that venue, the more of a cost benefit it is to the public.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Wrigley Field, you know you're getting 81, so that's more dates than anybody else guaranteed in. NFL, you're getting 8 or 9. So you start with that because that's what the stadium is built for. Then you start thinking about everything else that surrounds it. Now, the difference is here at Wrigley, the Ricketts paid for everything. They paid for all their upgrades. They paid for the upgrades that they wanted to invest in the neighborhood with as well. That has come under scrutiny as far as whether or not that stops them from spending money on the team. But when it comes to just the structure of it, those are supposed to be two different things. Like Hickory Street, for example, is separate from Cubs LLC or whatever the setup is from that standpoint. That said, we're not used to having to discuss this like this. You know, the IFSA, when it came to what happened on the south side, that was already through a bond finance that was discussed, that was understood. That's a little bit different what we're dealing with now here regarding a new stadium and what should be the cost to the taxpayers.
Talking about the Bears and the new economic projections on how much money they would request from the government, a.k.a. you, the taxpayers, here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody, as we're live from Gallagher Way, not quite as close to game time as we have been the last 2 days, but still, the Cubs vibes are here. But I look around, and this is why this is pertinent. Do you think they're envisioning a Wrigleyville-type atmosphere around that stadium to be an everyday thing? Because they don't want just the 9 dates or 8 dates, as you say, plus the preseason games, whatever, but also the concerts. They had it listed as like 370 events, but a lot of those events wouldn't require the actual field. It's just using the facility for private events.
Final Four is something that was brought up because they don't have the capacity right now to host. It also has to be under a dome, as we know. So that's something that they've said. You wanted to host the higher end opportunities, hosting a Super Bowl, but that requires a certain amount of capacity as well. That becomes a challenge. I understand that those are things that we should have here. And when I say here, I don't just mean inside the city limits. I mean in our metropolitan area. Those should be things that we have. It should be things we host. We as a city are good at hosting big events. We did the Democratic National Convention a couple years ago. NBA All-Star was probably the last big event like that pre-COVID, and that was hosted very well. That got a lot of positive feedback. That is something that we should have here. It's just a matter of how much cost it is, and, you know, they reward those things years and years out as well as to how, again, you're trying to factor this in, saying what's an acceptable amount of money.
Let me throw a question onto the floor here, and either of you guys can jump on this. Let's say shovels go on the ground earlier, but let's say the stadium is ready in, assuming everything gets taken care of financially, that in the year 2029, the Bears move from Soldier Field to this new stadium in Arlington Heights. Will Ben Johnson still be the head coach of the Chicago Bears in the year 2029 at that new stadium?
Man, you sure hope so.
Yeah.
That's got to be the plan. I mean,
Or does Ben Johnson get fed up? That's the question.
Right. Does he get wooed by somebody else?
Stop.
Yeah.
Layla
said it.
They were willing to write the check once.
No, not that he gets wooed. That he's just like, I've had it.
No. I think, you
he
know.
Bears-ed.
He becomes Carl. Carl from our earlier
Carl Grabowski?
Yeah, our caller.
No, I think Ben Johnson is set up well. I mean, he is on a 2-game winning streak.
Yeah, I'm talking about 2029. Yeah. I'm asking, you guys know I love to project. So, like, by then, do you feel like all the vibes will be there? Do you guys know the Chicago Bears pretty well and how long coaches have lasted lately? I mean, the force is against him, I would feel like, for 2029. I mean, usually things are not going particularly well at that point in a Bears head coach tenure. But he's different. He does seem different.
So that would be year 4?
Five.
Yeah, that'd
be year 5. Wow,
that's a
I can't
fishy
even
area.
Think that far.
I know. See, I'm sorry. It was a tough question I asked you guys.
I mean, we could always revisit it if any one of us are still standing by then. I have no idea what happens in my day-to-day life on a given basis, but Robbie, write that down.
Thank you.
Everyone will be dead. Got it.
Okay, Robbie.
Whoa.
Has determined that none of us will be around.
Wow,
so
that's rough,
then
man.
Then it's not our
you
problem.
You told me to write it down.
How do you think we're going to be by then, man? Like, we could be out. What do you think, Robbie? You think Ben Johnson is going to be the head coach of the Bears still?
Robbie, we're willing
he
you
has
the
to
tax
be.
Debt.
Ben Johnson will
he
be
has
the best.
To be.
Ben Johnson will be the best head coach of Bears history. Write that down. Wait, I'm writing
whoa,
it down.
Whoa, wow. Whoa. I was going to say, do not ever, ever, Robbie, look at me. Do not ever tell me to write something down.
The thing is, and he
you
can't.
You write things down all the time.
Oh, my God, I do.
What are you
I
talking
do,
about?
Right.
You have a mini poster board.
I can't have Robbie telling me to write stuff down.
There's got
to
be order in the world. I understand it. Look.
I don't want any.
Lovie Smith. 9 seasons, right? Ben Johnson's going to make it through 5. Ben Johnson's going to make it through 5.
I think you're probably
I think the
right.
better question for right. planning is we got invited to a lot of parties, guys. Which one are we choosing?
So there's one on, what was it, Racine and something that we were invited to? And Dave the Cat was specifically invited to that particular party.
Do you bring
party.
The little box?
yeah, I'd be bringing
if
his little...
If Dave the Cat talks, he sounds like Mully. Would that be the plot twist of a lifetime?
Oh, my God. Mully's a cat, as it turns out.
The one downstate, that's the one I'm interested in.
That was, yeah. Where
yeah,
was that one?
I am interested in that. Effingham, was that
oh,
right?
Yeah, it was Effingham. Friggin' Effingham, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, okay, so we've decided nothing on Bears Stadium, but party downstate in Effingham if the Cubs win.
And Ben Johnson will be here to open the new stadium in the year 2029.
Does
so,
he, like, do a little champagne breaky on it?
Ooh, I might, maybe, how about this, Layla? How about take it one step further? Maybe he gets his first Bears in 2029. And maybe he gets his first... if he's here and he opens that new stadium. By the way, you got Bears coming.
Bears now. I think he gets Bears now.
He does for being 2-2.
Coming up next, are we going to do halftime? Let's produce on the flyer. All right.
Half-time.
Ray says halftime is next. Let's cook up some fun stories for you on this Cubs Thursday. We are live from Gallagher Way, getting you ready for Game 3. Cubs and Padres having some fun, enjoying the weather as well. Hang with us here, Raheemy Harrison Grody on this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Score.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime, and you might be saying to yourself, wait, how can you have halftime at a baseball game or at a ballpark? We're doing it. We're having our own halftime at a ballpark. I don't care about your rules. I think your rules are silly. If I want to have a halftime, I want to have a halftime at a ballpark. So that's what's happening. Well, also, the game hasn't happened yet. There's that detail, too. Does that matter?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
We do what we do. It's brand stuff. It's branded.
Yeah.
It's like the Big Ten. Are there 10 teams in the Big Ten? No, but it's a sick name.
Don't
so
even know whose money it is anymore. That's a whole other story for another day. By the way, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody. Today is Game 3 between the Cubs and Padres in the NL Wild Card Series. The do or die match is at Wrigley Field. Lawrence Holmes and Russ Dorsey will be here after us from 2 to 3:30. Then the official pregame coverage begins at 3:30 with first pitch at 4:08. I don't know why it's 08. It just is. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
So today... it was today. First, let me set this up.
One thing that
is fantastic.
Robbie, write that down.
Write that down. About Chicago sports is when you see athletes from the other teams in town, from the other sports, show up at a venue to support their colleagues, basically. And yesterday was a free-for-all. You had some Blackhawks out here. You had some...
Connor Bedard pushed away a Padres fan out of the shot.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Not, like, aggressively. He just, like, kind of nudged. Okay. I was like, you go, Connor Bedard!
Gave him a little nudge. And there were Bears players out here yesterday because guess what? It's their bye week. And Ben Johnson decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give these guys Wednesday off. It was kind of wild that they were practicing to begin with, which Bears fans should probably appreciate. But his predecessors really didn't do that, didn't have the team practice. So Ben Johnson said, you are free to move about the country now. Go do what you're going to do.
Southwest Airlines?
Yeah, exactly. Very good.
Cubs Radio Network?
Oh, man, so good. You brought it full circle. But I will now bring it full circle because Bears players were here, and guess who had an issue with it? The morning show producer, Dustin Rhodes, was just hilarious today on Mully and Haw.
Well, here's how I know you don't fix the run defense. I might not have the right answer. I have thoughts, and I think you laid it out very well. But here's how you don't fix it: by going to the game yesterday. Front and center in a suite at Wrigley Field, Bears middle linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. You had the ability to have a practice yesterday. Instead, they did what they called a team lift, and then maybe got in a lift and went from Hallis Hall to Wrigley and then sat in a suite. You're 2-2. Okay, that's good. But you got a lot of problems at 2-2. And you know where you weren't fixing the problems? At the suite at Wrigley.
Bad take. A hot take. Just a bad take.
Wrong take.
They didn't even want to engage him. They didn't even want to push back.
Because
they were speaking for so many people when David Haw said, bad take. That's enough said.
The way he was so skeptical of the fact that they lifted weights.
Yes.
Team lift. Whatever that is.
A supposed team lift. Okay, with your team lift.
Bad take.
Here's the issue with it. Where does the punishment end? You know, like, if you stay at home, it's like suddenly your living room is too good because the couch is comfortable. Then it's like suddenly, like, the windows in another room where there's a less comfortable couch aren't good enough. Like, he's not going to be happy until somebody's sitting in the middle of, like, a garbage disposal or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what is the point at which Dustin would be happy? You're right.
Like, once you start taking away one privilege, then it becomes just all of them, and it's never enough.
He wants just burpees 24/7 or whatever.
Inside on a tile floor.
And you know where you weren't fixing the problems? At the suite at Wrigley.
How dare you have a good time ever. What is a bye? Why do we get bye weeks? Why do you deserve a bye week? Why do you deserve a bye week?
You know, actually, you know where I can guarantee nobody's running on the Bears defense? The suite at Wrigley. Nobody's running against the Bears defense in the suite at Wrigley.
He wants
that is actually a place I can guarantee it's not happening.
He wants Herb Brooks from the 1980. Do it again. Do it again.
Again.
Do it again. Again, again, again. Again, again, again. That's what Dustin wants.
Do you know how I talk about how Antiques Roadshow was the gateway drug for everybody who, like, hoards stuff? And I joke about Antiques Roadshow because there are so many people who think that everything in their house is worth more money than what they bought it for. And that's
sure.
just not true. It's a gateway drug. I love it, too. I love Antiques Roadshow. But the facts are the facts. I feel like the Junction Boys was the gateway drug for all disciplinarians who watch football. Like, that's not how it is. It's just a book and a method that worked for a specific coach. Yes, one of the greatest of all time at one point in time. Like, that doesn't mean you just exercise it out into perpetuity.
I've got some baseball cards underneath my bed. Can I take those on Antiques Roadshow and see how much they're worth now?
I think you should. I feel like that's the modern extension of it.
So I wanted to update you guys, too. We were invited to yet another party. We've been invited to many parties, and we appreciate it. Keep the invites coming. Maybe we'll make a selection.
Well, we can't. We got to watch the game for work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we might not be able to make your party, but it's nice to know that we're invited to your parties. And our old friend Adam Harris, who used to produce here at The Score, I won't give away the coordinates, but he invited us to a party here in the Ville. So I just wanted to make sure we gave Adam a shout-out.
Yeah, we love all the party invites. We try to have a party for you every day here and invite you to hang out with us. That's kind of how it works,
right?
It
is. We're a hangout, man.
It's a super hangout party. I mean, just come by, say what's up. You don't have to stay long, but make your presence known and be on
team
your way.
Team lift.
He's just... The whole thing just... He's so skeptical.
That's a meatball right there.
Lifted weights.
Like, that's inconceivable. A team lift for a football team? What?
You know what else I thought about? Is it because Dustin's kids are too well-behaved? Like, he just doesn't get to discipline enough as a dad, so he's got to do it somewhere.
Can you imagine the eye rolls his children give him?
but realistically, it's like, you just have nobody to discipline because, like, everybody's good at home. So
we're getting it? So we're getting the brunt of it? Is that what you're saying?
You know where they Hot were garbage. Doing? They were lollygagging at the Bears suite. Or at the Cubs suite.
Hey, man, like I said, I don't remember Matt Eberflus or Matt Nagy ever holding anything serious during the bye week. I don't even, like, they did go one step further than his predecessors, Dustin, so know your history, buddy.
That's what I was thinking, in that I thought the bye week was supposed to be an actual get-out-of-town bye, but I know it's not that for this group of players, but the way Dustin was talking, I thought, are the Bears 0-4? Did I miss something? Also, or have they won their last two games?
Also, Tremaine Edmonds wasn't the problem when it came to the run fit, okay?
He didn't help. But.
No, but
you're 2-2.
Also, he did know their record. He did know their record.
I tend to go closer to the ball. The other question I had is if the Cubs had won, would he be as mad about the Bears being there?
That's true, right, because then that would have been good vibes, right? Oh, you had the whole Chicago sports community was out here to support him. They were in the suite. Actually, no, he'd probably still be pissed.
You think it changes on a switch like
no,
that?
No, I don't think it does.
I think it's a fair question to ask.
No, I think I'm with Layla on this one. I think if the Cubs had won and they're advancing to the NLDS against Milwaukee,
the Bears could use some of that Cubs luck.
Yeah, it's all roses and sunshine. It's like maybe the Cubs should go to the Bears game and give them some luck.
I honestly know Dustin pretty well as a coworker. I don't know if he thinks that way. I don't know if he can compartmentalize those two. Like, Bears should not be here because they need to be practicing their run fits. And the Cubs won the game and we're all very happy. Like, these are separate issues. They cannot be combined.
I just keep hearing team lift over and over.
Angry air quotes.
Dustin's also mad that they're still not doing two-a-days in training camp.
Oh, for sure.
I'm telling you, the Junction Boys broke a lot of people's brains.
This is a guy who doesn't think Brian... This is a guy who doesn't think Brian Urlacher should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Like, it's okay? A class at the gym. Like, everybody's just doing the same rep at the same time. Like, I can't... It sounds even more ridiculous once you hear it over and over again.
Team lift.
He's just so...
Team lift.
He's more Grobber than I am. People say I'm morphing into Grobber. He is morphing into Grobber.
Dustin is nothing if not consistent.
Absolutely.
I'll give him that.
And that's why we gave him a spot on our show today.
Coming up next, it is 5-on-8 here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score, live from Gallagher Way. We get back to some sports questions and some fun ones, too. I had to come up with multiple ways to try to stop Mason Miller. You might want to hear it next. Mm.
Bad take.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.